Unit 1A. Job descriptions. Listening 1. Conversation 1.
So are you from London then, or just here for the meeting?
No, I'm not from London, but my company has offices here.
Ah, what kind of company is it?
I work for an IT company. I'm a consultant.
Conversation 2.
Where do you work?
I work for a large pharmaceutical company.
Uh-huh. And what do you do?
I'm the head of the marketing department.
Conversation 3.
So, what kind of products do you sell?
Well, anything that helps people make money.
How do you mean?
Financial services. I sell investment products.
Conversation 4.
Tell me, does your consultancy work with big companies?
No, we do the accounts for small and medium-sized companies.
Ah, I see. Do you have clients in London?
Some, but not many. Most of our clients are in Reading.
Conversation 5.
So, you work in the food industry?
Yes, I'm a factory manager.
Oh, really? What do you make?
We produce frozen food.
Conversation 6.
And what do you do?
I'm a manager in personnel.
What kind of company do you work for?
We make packaging for fresh food.
Unit 1A. Job descriptions. Listening 2. Helen Marsden.
Hello, I'm Helen Marsden. I work as a marketing manager for a large pharmaceuticals company. My department produces vaccines against hepatitis and so on. We normally sell our vaccines directly to doctors. So one of my jobs is to discuss our new products. Marketing managers don't always do this, but as I'm a qualified doctor. I'm also responsible for our publicity material. So I have to deal with designers and printers. My area is Central Europe, so I have to deal with the health authorities in those countries. That means my job involves a lot of traveling. And finally, when we produce a new vaccine, it's my job to organize a conference for the medical press so that they can ask us questions about it.
Robin Seaton.
Hello, I'm Robin Seaton. I work for a company called VacuPack. I'm responsible for employing most of the people in the company. I write the job advertisements and then I have to choose which applicants I want to interview. Usually I interview the applicants with the head of the department where the vacancy is. I then have to contact the applicants after the interview. Both the successful and unsuccessful ones. Another duty is dealing with employees' problems. Of course, many of them are work-related. But people do sometimes come to discuss personal problems with me. My job also involves informing employees if the management isn't satisfied with their work, which isn't a pleasant part of the job.